Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure today to comment on STRABAG's first quarter 2015 figures. Let's start with the page three of our presentation, which I trust is in front of you. With regard to the top line, we generated an output volume of almost 2.5 billion euros in the first quarter of this financial year. It is an increase of 5%, which was primarily driven by our markets in Poland, Germany, Chile, and Slovakia. I would like also to comment on the fact that this increase is fully in line with our full year's expectation of an output of about 14 billion euros. With regard to the order backlog, it grew to 15.1 billion euros on the 31st March 2015, which means a 4% growth versus the same day of the previous year. This growth was inter alia influenced by large order intakes in Denmark and a number of transportation infrastructure projects, for instance, in Poland. Let's now come to page number four regarding EBITDA and EBIT. We see there that the EBITDA grew by 5%, which is also a reflex of the higher revenue of the first quarter. A 5% plus means a minus of 66 million. Depreciation and amortization was at about the last year's level, which is a plus of 1%, and that resulted in an EBIT figure amounting at a little bit more than minus 159 million euros, accordingly 3% less deeply in negative territory. The development was influenced mainly by our segments South and East and the segment International and Special divisions. The EBT, slide number five, improved more strongly with a plus of 10% than EBITDA and EBIT figures. This was due to the fact that we have seen significant positive exchange rate differences, especially regarding the Swiss franc, in the amount of 14.66 million euros compared to 3.85 million in the first quarter of 2014. That resulted in a positive net interest income of 7.7 million euros after minus 4.04 million a year before. Below the line, this resulted in a 10% improvement of the earnings before taxes, amounting to minus 151.62 million euros. Income tax was again in positive territory for the first quarter with 24.17 million. This left a net income of 127.45 million, which is a plus of 9%. Third-party shareholders had bear a loss of 10.98 million euros, and hence the net income after minority improved by 12% and amounted to minus 116.47 million euros. In light of our 102,600,000 outstanding shares, this corresponds to an earnings per share figure of minus 1.14 euro after minus 1.29 euro for the first quarter of 2014. This again an improvement of plus 12%. Let's now come to our balance sheet shown on page six. The balance sheet as per the 31st of May 2015 is more or less a copy of the balance sheet of the year-end 2014. The total of 10,280 million euros on the 31st of March remained more or less unchanged versus the year-end. Conspicuous is only the increase of non-current liabilities resulting from a 200 million euro bond issue in the first quarter of this year. As usual, the typical winter losses in our industry also led to a seasonally influenced slightly lower equity. The equity ratio, however, remained at the usual high level and amounted to 29.7% after 30.6% at the end of 2014. Our net cash position stood at 55.87 million euros. It therefore decreased, as is seasonally usual, in comparison to year's end, but did not move into a net debt position as it had done still in the first quarter of the previous year. On page number seven, we give you some cash flow figures. whilst our cash flow from earnings was 21% more positive after the first quarter of 2015, our cash flow from operating activities was 57% deeper in negative territory. This is to the biggest extent to be explained by an unusual high figure in the first quarter of last year, where we also realized some cash intakes by the sale of a real estate development project. The other cash flows all improved. The cash flow from investing activities was -32.82 million after -48.15 million, was less negative thanks to increased asset sales. The cash flow from financing activities benefited from the aforementioned bond issue of 200 million. Let's now have a look at our three operational segments. I would like to start with the segment North and West on page number eight. As you might recall, this comprises our home market of Germany, the Benelux states, Scandinavia, and Poland. The output volume of this segment reached 1.1 billion euros in the first quarter of this year. It is almost the same level as the year before, but it is a high level. In the largest single market, which is Germany, the figure was slightly higher overall, with a small increase in building construction, civil engineering, balancing out a minor decrease in transportation infrastructures. Poland, the second largest market in this segment, generated significant output growth thanks to a high order backlog. By comparison, a decline was registered in Sweden. The higher winter losses in transportation infrastructures, including for the first time also railway construction, which was represented in this segment for the first time, had a clear impact on EBIT, which fell by 20% more deeply into negative territory to -86.71 million euros. The order backlog of North and West increased by 4% over the comparison value from 31st March of the previous year to settle at almost 6 billion euros. This growth was driven above all by the business in Poland and Denmark, which more than compensated for the reduction of the previously high order backlog in Germany due to the completion of large single projects such as Frankfurt's Taunus Tower. The most important projects acquired during the first quarter of 2015 include the construction of section 4 of the A100 motorway in Berlin, Bad Süblin, with a contract value of about 44 million euros, and the building of several hundred residential units in Malmö, Sweden, by our subsidiary, Nymap AB. I would now like to have a word on the segment outlook for the full year of 2015. An output volume of 6.2 billion is still expected in 2015 in this segment. This is an assumption that, to a large degree, is already covered by existing contracts in our order backlog. The German building construction civil engineering business should continue to contribute quite positively to both output volume and earnings. Prices for subcontractor services and for construction materials have remained moderate so far, despite the lively building construction activity in the country. With decreasing free capacities, however, higher prices are to be expected. In transportation infrastructures, we do not expect any significant changes to the current market situation over the full year. Possible investment increases in infrastructure on the part of the public sector in Germany would deflate market development from 2016 at the earliest in our eyes. The Polish construction sector has been undergoing a significant recovery since 2014. Several road construction contracts have to boost the order backlog last year. The volume of public sector tenders will likely reach about 4 billion euros this year, a comparable level to 2014. For the full year, we expect a significant increase of our own output volume with growth in the double-digit percent range. A large portion has already been secured through existing contracts. We now come to our second segment, South and East, shown on page number 9, comprising Austria, Switzerland, and the southeastern European markets of the group. The output volume in South and East was up slightly in the first quarter 2015, increasing by 2% to a little more than 637 million euros. While growth was registered in countries such as Slovakia and Hungary, the output volume sank in Croatia and Austria, among others. The EBIT figure of the segment improved by 23% to minus 57 million euros due, among others, to an agreement that was reached regarding a large construction project after its completion. Without this effect, the underlying business would have been more or less unchanged. The order backlog of South and East fell by 7% to 4.3 billion euros. Although industrial construction orders acquired, for instance, in Russia the year before, and the contract award for construction of the Ogra-Ungheni section of the A3 motorway in Romania had led to an increase, the figure was down in Austria and Hungary. The same overall development was seen in the Czech Republic, despite the group having been awarded in the first quarter two new motorway orders with a total contract value of about 24 million euros. With regard to the outlook of the segment for 2015, we can state that the output volume is expected to grow to 4.5 billion. The order books are adequately filled to reach this target, even if the currently low volume of new orders will require more conservative planning for the years to come. Austria, the largest single market of the segment, continues to paint a mixed picture. In the field of building construction, business will continue at a satisfactory level, especially again in the greater Vienna area. Against the backdrop of lower public investment, however, the tense situation in transportation infrastructures has not improved. In some regions of Austria, the state of the construction sector can only be described as dramatic. In Hungary, 2015 will continue to benefit from a good order backlog and from the good weather for transportation infrastructures at the start of the year in this country. As further projects have not yet been tendered, the outlook for 2016 remains cautious. In the Slovak Republic, the current stable development in both building construction and road construction suggests an improvement of the climate in that country. In the Czech Republic, on the other hand, this holds true only for the private sector, although bidding prices are close to the limit of profitability. The price level in transportation infrastructures will not improve until a sufficient number of projects are being tendered in road construction, as is already the case in railway construction. In Russia, the devaluation of the ruble, limited financing options due to the sanctions, and the declining oil prices have considerably dampened the economy. The stabilizing measures that have been set will probably not yet fully take hold by the end of 2015. Still, the housing market in Moscow, a relevant field of activity for us, has been less affected by the negative overall environment and remains steady at the 2014 level. In the field of industrial construction, on the other hand, the large projects acquired the year before will probably be worked off over the next few years. We now come to our third and last operational segment, international and special divisions, comprising our non-European construction activities, our tunneling, facility management, real estate and raw materials business. The output volume of this segment grew by 15% to 683.449 million euros in the first quarter of this year. The development was due to the previous year's acquisition of DIW Group, as well as growth in Italy and Chile. The EBIT figure of the segment reached almost 20 million minus, about the same level as had been reported in the first quarter of the previous year. The order backlog climbed upward, gaining 17% to almost 4.9 billion euros. Three regions stood out in particular. In Germany, the property and facility services business was influenced not only by DIW Group, but the existing group entities involved in this field of activity also grew their orders. In Austria, positive impulses came from construction section for the Brenner Base Tunnel that had been acquired the year before and found concrete deliveries for various tunneling projects. And in the Middle East, A whole series of mid-sized projects, for instance in Oman, led to a considerable growth in the region. With regard to the segment's outlook for the full year, it should be possible to generate a higher output volume amounting to 3.2 billion in the segment, driven in part by the property and facility services business and by tunneling. While edge-out competition continues to define the extremely difficult tunneling environment in the core markets of Austria, Germany, Switzerland, and Italy, we are more optimistic about regions such as Scandinavia or the non-European markets. With regard to the concession business, the public-private partnerships, the pipeline of possible projects remains thin in Western Europe, and the political framework and competition present themselves as very challenging in Eastern Europe. The group is keeping markets such as Chile, Canada, Colombia, and selected countries in Africa under observation. We are also a successful provider internationally in specialty fields such as the tunneling method of pipe jacking, the construction of liquefied natural gas tanks, test track construction, and the production of concrete sleepers in railway construction. The prospects here remain positive. In general, however, the market development activities in the international business, which means the non-European business, must be handled selectively due to the strong competition in Africa or the Middle East. As in the past years, our real estate development business should make a very positive contribution to both output volume and earnings. The demand for commercial and residential properties in the core market of Germany remains undiminished. The weak euro has led investors from outside Europe to become increasingly involved in this business field. First steps have already been taken to develop projects in markets outside of Germany. Thanks to a promising product pipeline and the positive environment, we can look forward there to 2015 with optimism. The construction materials business helped shore up the incipient stabilization of the construction economy in several Eastern European markets. This represents significant improvement in the situation compared to the previous year. I now come to our last slide, page number 11. Given the outlook for the full year 2015, it is a reiteration of what we have been saying at the end of the previous year. The first quarter, of course, in construction is not an especially informative one. But even if the first 3 months do not allow any reliable conclusions for the full year, we are pleased, however, to have fully contained the typical winter losses this year. More important now than the earnings is the order backlog. And at over 15 billion euros, it is particularly high. This leaves us confident regarding the financial year, the full financial year, and enables us to confirm our outlook. The output volume should reach 14 billion euros, and the earnings before interest and taxes should reach at least 300 million euros, a figure which was still 282 million euros by the end of last year. That's it for the first quarter of 2015, and I'm now open for your question. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And our first question today comes from the line of Norbert Kretloff of Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Three questions, if I may. First, on the core market, Germany. Looks like output and order intake has been pretty good in Q1, and you made clear that it's in particular building and engineering. I would be interested if you could maybe share your view on this market going forward beyond 2015, say 2016, 2017 with us. market forecasts are rather bleak, also for building and engineering for this market. What's your view here? And the second question would be on Scandinavia. We saw impairments here in Strabag in 2014, and the volumes have been down in Q1, but you mentioned that you're optimistic. Could you give us an update of the trend here, in particular the earnings trend, and what the task force currently is, how successful the task force is currently here? And the third point would be on tunneling. We heard about tunneling being under margin pressure for quite some time. Could you give us also some details here, what's going on, and is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Thank you very much, Mr. Kretloff. It's true, with regard to Germany, we are, and the whole industry is still rather optimistic, which is especially true for the private sector, building construction activities, where we do not see any diminishing of the investment mood of the market players for the rest of this year. And we are also quite optimistic for the year 2016. It is different, as I pointed out before, with road construction. We do not expect any major change to the better in the running year. We do, however, believe that the necessity for repair investment in especially with the West German infrastructure sector will become more and more inevitable. So we count on increasing levels in that field of activities as from 2016 onwards. It's not yet to be seen still, but it is an expectation which we have. With regard to Scandinavia, we are convinced that we have overcome the initial problems of our market entry into this country, so I do not predict any additional write-offs for this year. We are still working off one single old project which we have reported about in former conferences. This is the Täby Center next of Stockholm, but we believe that this will be completed by the middle of the year. The other projects which we now have in the pipeline are behaving fine. They are executed according to Strabag Group group standards, and we are confident that Scandinavia, especially Sweden, will in future behave according to our normal pattern. The task force has left Scandinavia already some months ago. We had more or less a confirmation of the measures which we had been taken up even before. The task force is now being reporting about some southern German regions, especially regarding road construction, but I do not expect any significant measures to be taken in that respect, because it is a very traditional and well-run market of the group. Regarding tunneling, we expect some projects coming on the market. For instance, the tender for the last lot of the Semmering base tunnel is expected for autumn of this year. The employer is ÖBB, Austrian Federal Railways. We have acquired a project in Switzerland with a contract value of about 38 million Swiss francs, which we started in April 2015. In Italy, there are also some contracts, there were two contracts which we did not won. One contract had been abandoned, but there will be a tender regarding the main lot for the Brenner Base Tunnel amounting to approximately 1.4 billion euros, which will be published by the end of this month. In the next days, we expect that tender to come onto the market. With regard to Scandinavia, we are working on a tunnel project next to Stockholm, which we will be bidding for in the next quarter, in the second quarter of this year. In the first quarter, we have taken in a minor tunneling project, which is worth only 10 million euros already in Sweden. All in all, that underpins there are some projects in the market, but still tunneling is a global business, and the circle of bidders is by no means limited to local players, and hence, although there are some projects in the market, we do not expect competition to get less fierce, at least in the course of this year. So no relief expected in that field of activity.
Very helpful. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kretl.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one. And our next question comes from the line of Markus Remis of RCB. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bittl. I would have just a clarification question regarding the Semmering topic, the base tunnel. Did I understand you correctly that the 1.4 billion main lot will be tendered very shortly, and then there is another lot to come or to be tendered in fall? Is that what you're...
No, the tender will be published. The main lot will be published, but this will be the last lot. We have already taken in another lot before, as I pointed out once I commented upon our international and special division segment, and the main lots will be the last one with regard to the Semmering base tunnel.
Okay.
And it will be coming in fall, in autumn.
Okay, so the decision in fall then?
Yeah.
Okay, very clear. With regards to the north and west segment, actually I was surprised to see a deterioration of the operating loss. I would rather have expected an improvement given that Q1 14 was burdened by some cost overruns in Sweden. Maybe you can help me understand the dynamics of this railway business that has been transferred in this segment in Q1 15. Can you maybe give us a figure or help understand the dynamics here? And does this mean that in the second quarter, or as of the second quarter, there's an overproportionate positive impact from railway coming?
Well, the point is that, as you might recall, the weather in the first quarter last year was extremely favorable, especially for transportation infrastructures, which means road construction. It was not a catastrophe this year, but it was less favorable than last year, which means that also road construction produced a little bit higher seasonal loss in the beginning of 2015 in this segment than in the year before. But let's say the fact which is a little bit distorting the comparability of the figures is that we have transferred the railway activities from south and east, where it had been concentrated for the whole group with regard to Germany and Poland, now to the segment which is responsible for Poland and Germany, which is north and west. And also railway construction is behaving extremely seasonal. Out of this transfer of activities, you could count on an additional loss of about minus 7 million in the first quarter. So the loss would have been about 7 million less if we would not have transferred these activities from south and east to north and west. The remaining minor decrease of the result, or the deterioration of the result, is basically attributable to the climate effect of a little harsher winter for road construction in the segment. But I do not expect that to be really extraordinary, and it does by no means disturb our expectations for the full year.
Okay, no, very clear. Thanks for the number. And then lastly, regarding these the trouble projects that have distorted last year's result, Sweden and also the A15. Has there been any impact in the first quarter on the numbers, or I guess the provisions have all been taken in Q4? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And for the time being, we count on having had enough provisions in the last year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Varese.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press the star followed by one at any time. Our next question is from the line of Daniel Lyon of Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I would like to ask you about the Russian project, how they are proceeding. Maybe you could give us some more information if everything runs well according to your plans, or if you see some additional risks popping up lately. Great.
Thank you. Yeah, it goes without saying that we do not remain untouched by the rather dramatic development in Russia. We had a sort of cyclical development in the order intake last year, as you might recall, because we had a very high order intake. It is true that our residential projects run more or less as planned, because the residential market, as I pointed out before, is the most stable one in construction in Russia for the time, especially in the Moscow region and especially in the high price segment which we are working in. With regard to the industrial construction projects, we had taken in three major projects, out of which two are running more or less according to plan. The third one had been postponed, and we are in discussion with the employer when it will now be starting to be executed. But given the fact that we are talking about long-running projects, that does not really influence our plans for Russia, which are small enough for the running year. The result situation in the region is positively influenced by the agreement, which I also mentioned before, which we had reached for a contract already completed, and where we do generate some extra revenues, which we had not evaluated before.
Okay. Can we assume that all construction activities in Russia are based on prepayments?
They all know advance payments, that's true, and they are all based on cost plus fee, on the cost plus fee formula, which is on the one hand containing our risk, but on the other hand also improving the situation of our customers, because once costs are going down due to a dull market situation, this decrease of costs is also in favor of our customers and allows them to get easier financing or to easier continue their investment. We have seen that positive effect of our cost plus fee formula already in the crisis of 2009 and 10.
Okay. In the full year call, you mentioned that you would like, or you plan to have the CapEx flat in 2015 year on year. Now you mentioned 350 million. Is your CapEx target, which is some 80 million lower than last year? What has changed in this respect?
Flat was meant on, let's say, on the general basis. If you recall, we have taken over the DIW group last year, and we have also taken over the remaining stake in the hotel project in Bucharest, Romania last year. And these are two factors which, of course, we have not taken into consideration this year, because it was sort of one-off projects. And the statement that we expect a flat movement was meant excluding those two extraordinary events of the previous year.
Okay, I understand. So this also means that you wouldn't expect depreciation to change.
That's right. Yeah.
Too much in mm-hmm. the coming 2 years.
Like as already in the first quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then one additional question regarding this: you mentioned the Swiss franc effect on your financial result. Where does this, in particular, come from?
It stems from the fact that we are financing our Swiss operation out of Austria via the intercompany accounts, And as we have transferred a major amount from Austria to Switzerland in order to finance the activities there, the money is, of course, in Switzerland, is being held in Swiss francs. The counter value in euro, which we have to consolidate by the end of the first quarter, is much higher than what we have initially transferred to them before the exchange rate changed a lot. I expect that extra gain to continue for the rest of the year. It will not increase anymore, but we will be seeing that figure also for the remaining three quarters, because we have had it in the first quarter. And once the exchange rate between euro and Swiss franc would not considerably change anymore, we will be seeing the same effect continuing on the same level in the consecutive quarters.
Okay. What other operations in other foreign currencies are you financing from Austria or from the euro?
It depends. For instance, in Russia, we are more or less safe, sustainable. We have an operation which is good enough also in connection with the prepayments we get of our customers. So we do not expect any major influence similar to that development. There were two factors which came together. The first one was that we were talking a rather considerable amount, and the second was that, of course, the exchange rate was changing so much after the Swiss National Bank changed its politics in January this year.
Okay, understand. Maybe one last question. You also mentioned in the report your real estate development activities, that they're developing well, of course, in the current environment. Mm-hmm. What would you expect in terms of positive developments compared to 2014? 15 and 16 for those projects? What could be the contribution, the additional contribution from these projects?
Well, as we have already seen quite a satisfactory level last year and the year before, I would expect a more or less flat but highly positive influence, and we have included that expectation also in our guidance expectation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Leon.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any further questions, please press the star followed by one. You now have the opportunity to ask questions. Okay, there are no further questions from the phone lines.
That's fine. Thank you very much for your interest. I'm looking forward to talking with you the next time. Bye-bye.